There's no time in your life that's more awkward than your teenage years.
Oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Seriously.
And I think a big reason for that is because it's the very first time that we get to dip our toes into the dating world.
Oh my God.
And figure out how to navigate this romantically.
It is so exciting and so important. Do you
really
know what I mean?
Is. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Your first boyfriend in high school is like, oh my God.
It's real.
He's my forever.
Yeah, we're going to be that couple.
Yeah.
But what makes it so much worse is that you always watch those like teenage high school movies with like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, and Anna Kendrick. And they just make everyone seem so suave and mature.
You're right.
Like they are so good at making out. It's hard to watch.
And why do they always go on real dates?
Yeah.
Like, do real dates actually exist in high school?
No, dude.
How did he afford to rent out an airplane for a private flight at 16 years old?
We were, like, hanging out in parking lots.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I mean, my buddy finally got a license.
Totally.
Let's go.
Make out in the back seat.
Yeah, the reality is, as teenagers, we have no clue what we're doing.
No.
It's like, wait, my tongue goes where?
Yeah, I still have that problem.
And so you're gonna make mistakes. And even though it's really weird and scary and uncomfortable in that moment, hopefully years later you can look back and laugh at all those embarrassing romantic failures from your past.
Yeah. It's still a cringe laugh.
It is.
And that's why a survey asked people to share their cringiest dating moments that they remember from their teenage years.
Oh my God, my brain is being flooded right now.
I'm like searching my archives and I don't want to. I'm like, no, I don't want to remember these moments.
Yeah, we're definitely bringing back some suppressed memories for everyone listening. Let's go over them. Number 7 said, my first date ever, I was 15 years old. At the end of the night, I leaned in way too quickly for a kiss. She flinched, so I ended up sticking my tongue into her eyeball.
Oh, no!
Buddy.
You licked her eye?
Oh, my God, that's
Dude,
so
that's
amazing.
Gross. That is so gross.
That's so understandable, though.
He probably didn't even realize anything was wrong. He was just going for it for like 10 seconds.
He's like, I don't see what the big deal is about. I never love kissing so much. It's kind of gross.
Number 6 says, I always thought there had to be some perfect way to ask a girl out, and I couldn't just walk up and say, hey, want to hang out sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too,
I mean, the
actually.
Effort you would put into these things is ridiculous. It's like the promposals now. I'm like, you guys aren't getting married. Slow your roll.
It's so bad.
They said, instead, I thought I had to do something dramatic, which led to me learning how to make origami roses. I spent 2 months practicing origami and never actually managed to get around to asking her out.
Oh, no!
That's so amazing.
Because some other guy walked up and was like, hey, you want to chill? Or?
Why is there so much crafting in high school romance? Like,
I did
so many, like, picture collage frames.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah. A lot of hodgepodge.
Number 5 says, I had my first boyfriend in middle school, but when I decided it was time to break up, I was at a loss as to how you're supposed to end it.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
So naturally, I turned to rom-coms for cues and came to the conclusion that I had to set up a date at a coffee shop and then surprise him with the bad news.
Oh, no.
That is terrible.
So I did that, and he cried in the coffee shop for 15 minutes.
Oh, buddy.
While everyone stared at us.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad, I waited with him outside as he called his mom and cried to come get him.
Oh,
they're getting picked up.
Brutal.
We're going over a survey that asked people to share their most cringy dating moments that they remember from their teenage years.
Oh,
text into 78592 and tell us what's yours.
Dude, I bet there's a bunch about to come in.
Number 4 says, when I was 13, I went to the movies with a girl. Afterwards, when my mom picked me up, I told her about my first kiss. It was just a peck, but she flipped the F out.
What, the mom did?
The mom did. She immediately called the girl's parents and chewed them out for, quote, raising a skank.
Oh!
Needless to say, that girl never spoke to me again.
Oh my gosh.
My first high school boyfriend had this crazy mother, and her name was Punky.
Oh,
I'm not lying. And she wear terrible blue eyeliner, and she sat me down and gave me the skank lecture.
No
well,
way.
Well, you deserve it, bro.
I was a virgin when she did it. I was like, yo, lady.
She saw into your soul.
What did you do? What did you do to start that?
I just made out with her son.
Oh, so then you kissed, and
and we were seniors in high school.
Dude, my mom had no faith in me. She was like, look, here's a bunch of condoms. If it ever happens, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go there. And she was pretty much right.
Number 3 says, when I was 15, I created a new email account to send an anonymous love letter. to a cute girl from my class.
Dude, that is so creepy now. If you got an anonymous letter like, online from someone, I love you and I'm watching.
Well, you know, that's like a classic go-to move, like from your secret admirer.
Because you want to tell him, but you don't want to tell him.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the rejection.
Right.
There's a fine line is what I'm trying to say.
The only problem was my full name was in the email account. So not so anonymous there. Number two says, in middle school, I was making out with my girlfriend at her house, and I accidentally gave her a hickey.
Ooh.
At the time, I didn't know what it was. It just looked like her neck was swollen and bruised.
Oh, no.
So I ran downstairs and told her parents something was wrong.
Stop.
And when her father went upstairs and saw the mark on his daughter's neck, he glared at me so hard, I nearly peed.
I'm cringing.
You guys, I killed her. I killed her.
That made me embarrassed. I'm uncomfortable. That is so messed up.
It reminds me in high school, did you guys ever do this? I gave myself a hickey once to try and impress somebody.
Oh, but where was it? Like
I didn't
arm?
Do that.
No, on my neck.
How did you do that? With a cup or something?
Yeah, you use an empty water bottle. You squeeze the air out and then you suction it against your neck.
And so you were like, yeah, I've been making out with another chick?
Yeah.
Like, why is it a perfect cylinder, like a circle?
It just looked like I got beat up, though. It, like, bruised my neck. So
people did love to brag they had
that. Yeah. And then the number one cringiest teen dating story from the survey says, when I was 15 years old, that was the first time I ever made it to second base with a girl.
Oh, dang.
They said I was so nervous and really excited, but I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I reached up under her shirt, grabbed one in each hand, turned them and let out a childish woo!
You gave a twister? Oh my god!
What?
It says, I don't exactly remember what happened next, but I do recall some eye rolling, and she broke up with me shortly thereafter.
Oh my god.
It says, the best part is my wife fully knows this story, and she'll often grab my pecs and make the woo sound at me when I'm making moves on her.
And I like when you just black out from embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't remember what happened next because he was just...
Yeah, but we're not together, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Those are some really awkward teen stories, but I'm sure
so
our listeners
bad.
Have some really cringe-worthy stories from their teen dating years. So text in to 78592. Tell us your most embarrassing romantic memory that you have as a teenager. We're going to take your texts and your calls right after this.